live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I am grateful and glad in it, and these are the times in which the Lord has chosen us to live. And it is a unique set of responsibilities that we bear within this time. Part of them is to get ourselves grounded in fact so that we don't fall into fiction or disinformation, and it gets harder and harder to do. Particularly since members of the Mockingbird class of media members intend to see that there is absolutely no departure from the party line, the single party line. Oliver Darcy is a guy who works at CNN. He works with a little, as Rush calls him, little Brian Stelter. And he said this on Twitter, and this is just part of his thread. We're going to have to figure out the OAN and Newsmax problem. These companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such bringing them into tens of millions of homes. Now, as you know, CNN lied about hydroxychloroquine, which in all reality got people killed. I mean, there's no avoiding that. It gave governors excuses to ban a non-controversial, when prescribed correctly, not at all dangerous drug that people take when they go to countries with malaria. They reported the Russia hoax. They were Russia central, they in the New York Times, for 3.5 years. They reported the riots as peaceful. They continue to state that they were peaceful. They continue to have talking heads tell us that no one can accuse Antifa or BLM of trying to kidnap people or take them hostage or to kill them, which is demonstrably false on every single count. So one of the facts is this. This is a takeover. That's my perception of it. That's not a fact, but that's my perception of it. One of the facts is people like Katie Couric, a so-called journalist who spent her life in what some people would think of as journalism, is now herself saying, yeah, we really need to cancel these other voices. Morning, Joe Stalin on MSNBC says that Facebook itself must be shut down because he is not happy with the degree to which they have censored the right. So Facebook must be shut down. These are facts. These are things people are saying. They're powerful people. There's countless troops. And there are now tanks in Washington, D.C. And Jason Rance is live back there. We'll talk to Jason this week. So you can hear his analysis. You can follow his Twitter thread. He's back there seeing the fences put up. And they're not done putting up fences. This is not normal. This is outsized in every capacity. If they're expecting a full-fledged army to take D.C., to try to take D.C., well, that's a different matter. If they're expecting a foreign invasion or perhaps there's a force of soldiers here hidden big enough to take on a force like that, then we have some sense, but there's not. So the purpose for that appears to me to be theater. And the year's been filled with theater, in my judgment. But it goes back to the fact that we're living a series of lies, in my judgment, within a great big lie. And there's so much to get to in this segment, starting with an arrest that only happened to some of us.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Chris Rakedahl. There's a lot that goes into this.
We are compelled to bring knowledge to young people. Can you imagine a school district who still believes the world is flat? And there are thousands of them, by the way, people saying we're not going to teach geometry because we don't believe in that.
That's the boss of government schools in Washington State. The big lie in the series of little lies goes top to bottom. Joe Biden, his dementia announced, and I have a rule that we don't play Joe Biden's voice on TV. I mean, TV. We don't play. See, now I'm getting the dementia. So what I get for making fun of dementia. Joe Biden, his voice does not appear on this radio show. I may need to rethink that because some of the things he says are so remarkable that we may put maybe a backward version of the Star Spangled Banner under his voice or cartoon music or something. I don't know. We'll do something if I decide to allow his voice on the show. He has announced that prisoners, male prisoners, can all they have to do is say, I am a woman. Oh, okay, good. Federal prison. Oh, we'll go ahead and put you in there with the women. They smell good. You know, I mean, come on, man. They smell really good. What do they smell like? He is insisting in prisons. Oh, your sex should not be what the prison authorities say it is. It should be what you think you are. You know, I mean, come on, man. Look at my four sons. You have two sons. One is deceased. Well, but they're still here. From the top to the bottom, the boss of the government schools in states is teaching kids truth. Don't trust your eyes. You can see boy, girl. Don't trust that. The state will tell you what the truth is. Joe Biden is saying the state has decided. You get to say, I'm a woman, but you're a male rapist. Well, come on, man. I mean, you can't blame that on him being a trans, forget the phrase, but you know the thing. Top to bottom. Big lie. They're not trying to position themselves as the maker of all truth. Yes, they are. In every capacity. And the holder of all force. And, oh, wait, the media is not, the Mockingbird class of the media is not demanding censorship. They are. Well, it's not the government doing it. It is. It's the party. CNN is part of the party. CNN leads the party. That's my view of this. So over the weekend, we found out that if you were part of the DC riot, and if your role in that riot was being in the building, filming people getting ready to go take the building. If part of your role was talking the cops who were guarding that door where Ashley Babbitt was killed. If part of your role was in talking those cops into stepping aside. If part of your role was getting people riled up saying, hey, we're going to take this blanking building. This is ours. This is our stuff, man. We're going to take this. If part of your role was agitating people to help bring that terrible happening, about, if you're black and you call yourself Jaden X, you get bailed out. In fact, you get released without bail. Without bail. This is the only Black Lives Matter agitator who was anywhere near Washington, D.C., on the biggest meeting of Trump supporters in history. The only one. There were no others. Two groups who spent the summer rehearsing how to take government buildings, who spent the summer hand fighting with police officers and normalizing that behavior, who created tactics like using the barriers they put up, turning them on their side as ladders, who said in their chat groups on Twitter, etc., hey, we're going to dress up like Trump supporters and go cause agitation. Only John Sullivan, Jaden X, was the only guy who showed up. No one else showed up. That's what we're to believe. Trump supporters were involved. That's a fact. There were these deaths. Those are also facts. It is ridiculous for anyone to believe that Jaden X, John Sullivan's the only guy who showed up, and he gets released without bail. This is John Sullivan when he was in Utah. Provo, Utah, where in fact there was a shooting. They shot at a gentleman leaving in his truck, an older gentleman. This is Jaden X, known as John Sullivan, who has now been released without bail, despite his central role in what happened in D.C.
What's going on, everybody? My name's John Sullivan. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. My group is Insurgents USA. We're about to burn the down. Anybody out here seen that white militia guy shoot three kids? Yeah. That guy. And I will tell you this. Is in Utah, a whole bunch of white militia came out there, formed against our group. We out there strapped. We out there ready to burn that down. We out there to defend ourselves. We got to defend ourselves now, too. We do. Because power to the people. Power to the people. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Damn right. We got to rip Trump out of that office right over there. Pull him out that. Nah, we ain't about waiting until the next election. We about to go get that mother. I ain't about that shit. Because you know what time it is? I want y'all to be after me. It's time for a revolution. It's time for a revolution. It's time for a revolution. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. That's the John Sullivan CNN welcomed on the air. Anderson Cooper brought John Sullivan on to introduce him as a journalist who covered the riots. That's how he was described. But CNN's Oliver Darcy wants Newsmax and One America News Network disappeared. It gets thicker. The story gets thicker. We'll talk a bit more about 60 Seconds, including another CNN guest. Interesting. After we do a quick glance at traffic, the right way traffic. The lie within a lie in which we're living. The big lie is, they're not trying to install one party rule across the country. No, this is just politics as usual. And then the series of little lies, right? They're not gaslighting the right. They're not, at the same time as they are demanding that conservative voices be shut down, at the same time as that's going on, they're certainly not raising up voices from the left who created absolutely dangerous environments. But CNN had John Sullivan, Jaden X on their program, on Wolf Blitzer's show. This was after the Capitol riot. People on Twitter can go find this speech of John Sullivan's, Jaden X, where he says we're going to go rip Trump from the office, where he lies about the shooting in Provo. There was no white militia in Provo. There are white militia members in Provo, but that wasn't the case in that shooting. That was a Black Lives Matter incident, as the police discovered. CNN, who's one main personality, one of their main personalities, wants Newsmax TV disappeared. They're putting pressure on Verizon and others to stop bringing it to people's homes. Brought on a guy named Norm Eisen. So this is a guy. We're not supposed to talk about this guy. Norm Eisen wrote a playbook for the Democrats to use in this last election. It's based upon something called the Color Revolution that the CIA uses in other countries. As I speak those words to you, as God is my witness, I cannot believe I'm speaking these words. I cannot believe it. And yet, he wrote it. He took the Color Revolution tactics on how to topple a country by convincing people elections don't matter. This was part and parcel with the election integrity work, so laughably called election integrity by John Podesta, that included options like the West Coast of the United States seceding, like how to use street violence to get what you want out of the electorate. This was during last year. He gets to go on CNN and to talk about the Trump impeachment. He's one of the guys who wrote articles of impeachment before Trump was elected. And CNN brings this guy on now to talk about impeachment after he presented a paper to the Democrats on how to topple the United States by convincing people elections don't matter or by cheating in them. It is extraordinary.
We have the call to Raffensperger. We have the audio. It's the most important evidence. That was likely both an ordinary crime under Georgia law and a high crime. And we heard what President Trump said to those rioters before they attacked the Capitol in that act of insurrection. It's on audio and video that that they had to fight. So I think the evidence is there, and an impeachment can move.
Norm Eisen wrote articles of impeachment against President Trump before he was elected. Norm Eisen wrote a paper for the Democrats on here's how to lie, cheat, steal, create distrust in the electorate, convince people that the elections don't matter, convince people that the institutions are inexorably broken. That is a formula for revolution. And that he's not asked about that on CNN. They act like he's just analyzing impeachment when he's as radical person as you can be. But they want Newsmax banned. De facto banned. They want One American News Network de facto banned. If you are a journalist and you support those bans, I have news for you. You are not a journalist. You have stopped being a journalist. You are a wannabe tyrant you've been conned. Now, thank goodness that we have people who are not that way, who are legitimate news people, like my friend Dory Monson. Or my friend Jason Rantz on this radio station. Dory had on his show Friday an extraordinary piece of audio. Remember the lie within a lie I've been talking about? The big lie is a series of lies. They're not trying a full takeover. They're not trying a one-party takeover of the country. Don't think that for a second. And they're not turning racism into a virtue, right? But they are. They're literally turning racism into virtue. This is a guy named Scott Wilson. He's the PASCO Education Association. He's the union head of PASCO. He's the president there. He's calling. Just listen to this guy. Just listen to this.
Thank you. Scott Wilson is president of the PASCO Association of Educators. There are decisions to be made. You stand on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol as people break down barriers and head to the doors.
Except they weren't breaking down barriers. They weren't.
Do you follow? You stand at the governor's mansion. The crowd breaks down barriers to enter the grounds. Do you follow?
They weren't breaking down barriers at the governor's mansion. Not when this is speaking. You're talking about the yard where people walked onto his yard?
You choose a different way. We must not ignore the culture of white supremacy and white privilege. We have seen it.
Where's the bridge from people who want Washington State reopened to white supremacy? Didn't he skip a step?
The free to breathe, reopen everything, rodeos and rallies that received county commissioner support. The same commissioner directs our health district. No one wants remote learning. No one wants remote learning, but it is the right thing to do. We know the equity concerns. Virus to stop the spread. Remote learning is the right decision.
We know the equity concerns. He's talking about a flu. He's talking about a virus that is less deadly for children than the flu, less deadly for the average teacher than the flu.
To stop the spread, remote learning is the right decision. You've moved forward as the health district removes the barricades for you. You could choose a different way. You could move to pause in-person learning. You could ask for a new path that benefits all, not some.
A path that benefits all, not some. Parents could choose to not send their kids to school. Some parents can make a different decision, but racism.
You can have the discussion and vote. You can choose a different way. Students are not coming to school. They live in multi-generational homes and have lost family members. We speak of equity. We speak of care of all students. And yet we listen and attend to voices saying, reopen everything and free to breathe, supporting white privilege.
Breathing is white privilege. You want your kids to go to school, as Dory pointed out, that makes you a racist.
My family had to leave the Tri-Cities in 66. As minister of the First Presbyterian Church of Kennewick, Dad had the audacity to say Jesus Christ would not support a sign telling blacks, stay out of Kennewick after dark.
And yet you, Scott Wilson, are telling white families, keep your kids out of the schools. From top to bottom, the left is creating blanket, blatant authoritarianism. They decide what's the truth. Joe Biden's dementia says male rapists get to say, hey, I'm a woman, and go into prison. Come on, man, they smell good. Chris Rakedahl, the boss of government schools in Washington State, is teaching kindergarten kids that they're whatever sex they think they are, want to be on any given day. There's no sign of election fraud, no evidence, even this weekend, as there was yet another arrest, this of an election judge in Philadelphia who admitted to creating false votes in the voting machines, admitted it in court. And God is in charge, and he may shake us to our knees, and at least we'll be in our knees. And there is a plan, and there's a way out of this, and we will continue to talk about that on the Todd Herman Show. Thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. Text line is 800-465-8770. This is a continuation, really, of last segment. We try to go through a lot of news in the morning and try to get ourselves grounded in a lot of facts. So let's just continue along this line of what is a series of small lies inside of a big lie that's being constructed and by the left. And, you know, their counterparts at CNN and MSNBC and CBS News and the New York Times. There is an effort underway in the schools. We just played this ridiculous set of words that came out of the mouth of the guy who runs the PASCO Education Association. That if you want your kids to go to school, that means you're a white supremacist. That's this, and breathing without a mask on, that's white privilege. And equating wanting to go back to school with wanting to break into the United States Capitol and take heads and kill people. That's what he equated it to. It's ridiculous. In Cupertino, California, there is a technocratic effort to convince white third graders that they are flawed at the core, that they have a brand new original sin. And that original sin, that can't be washed in blood of, you know, in the Christian faith, we view that as something that the Messiah can redeem for us. Other faith structures have different ways of viewing this. Other faith structures don't have an original sin. On a purely scientific basis, this is scientism at its worst. This is appeal to authority at its worst. And it is being propagated in schools, and it's being propagated through junk science presented through people through the lens of authoritarianism. These things are connected.
Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do. This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it. I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Technocratic view of the world is we are the experts and people should do our bidding. We don't need to be elected for that. The technique of the technocrat is to make things, like say, so complicated. You plebs can't possibly understand, and it's working. There are otherwise smart people who have outsourced their thinking. I got into a debate with someone on social media about a week ago, and this person said to me, I was posting some of my opinion about the response to the COVID flu, which is backed completely by fact and studies and peer-reviewed studies, etc. And he wrote to me and said, you'll forgive me if I take my advice from actual scientists, not a guy who sometimes fills in for Rush Limbaugh. And my response to him was, okay, that's reasonable. How do you know which scientist to follow? There's, What do you mean, which scientists? How do you know which scientists to follow? You said you take your advice from scientists. Which ones? Well, the ones who are saying things that aren't crazy. You mean the ones who give you the good feelings? We're in control of viruses is a good feeling. Or we're solving racism is a good feeling. This is how technocrats play the game. They present what is, if you scratch the surface of it, just scratch it. Just even with the tip of your pinky, don't use a fingernail. It's fiction. Christopher Rufo in Seattle, a filmmaker, has done an incredible job of surfacing this hypnotism of kids in schools and this so-called anti-racism training in cities and the federal government. Cupertino, California, down near Silicon Valley. Elementary schools have forced third graders to deconstruct their racial and sexual identities and rank themselves according to power and privilege because of the melanin level of their skin in their skin. And because if they are third graders who are, quote, straight, that gives them power. That's not fair. Scratch the surface of this with your little pinky. Just a little bit. Just. Yeah, I'm in third grade and I'm white and I think I want to have a wife and I'm a boy and. Oh, power! Well, actually, I only get to come here because my dad does the lawn for the schools. I'm poor. Scratch the surface of it and it's gone. The lie is revealed. That's Cupertino. That's a third grader. The man who's about to be installed in the White House, surrounded by 25,000 troops and fences and tanks, has picked for the DOJ's, quote, Civil Rights Division, a woman who says blacks are superior to white people because of the level of melanin in their skin that gives them special abilities in thinking and in spirituality that cannot be measured by our Eurocentric science. Just as a boy who says he's a girl cannot be measured by our Eurocentric system. Just like in the state of Kansas, they've done a study. 0.91% of so-called cases of COVID-19 have been traced back to restaurants and bars. Zero deaths from restaurants and bars. But what shut down? Restaurants and bars. Scientism is the idea that scientists should run everything. They should determine what faiths make sense. They should determine how raising kids makes sense. Everything. Appeal to authority is Uncle Joe Stalin, pardon me, Biden, saying he has determined that handing out so-called COVID relief money by race is how to solve racism. It is people saying, oh, well, I can see that masks don't work, but the authorities say. This is the environment for which this country is being prepped. We will ground ourselves in facts. Racism is racism. Masks have stopped nothing. Teaching white kids they're white because they're bad is a horrendous evil. And restaurants and bars simply do not spread the COVID and should not be shut down. We will never give in to stupidity like take your temperature 17 times a day or 14 or 13 or 12 or 9 or 2 times a day. We'll never give in to wear two masks. We'll never give in to, hey, just because you're fully vaccinated doesn't mean you can take your woke mask off. We just won't give in. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. need some drums. Give me a post right there. There it is. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. So I hope that, like, this morning maybe puts into focus the reason I'm so insistent upon every morning grinding ourselves in facts. Racism is racism. The COVID flu is less deadly for most people than the flu. There's a military installation of Joe Biden in the presidency. There is an arrest. Well, there's a court case in Philadelphia where an election judge said, oh, yeah, I used software to manufacture fake votes for Joe Biden. Sure. I plead guilty. I didn't even need ballots. I just invented votes using the system. And that's a mainstream local news report that isn't national news, as you have half the country. Well, it's not quite half the country. We have 70% of Republicans saying this was not a fair election. And the response to that is shut up and then shut up some more. But be certain that you really shut up or shut up. I mean, at least they give you an array of options. And it's complicated because also this hour we shared the fact that CNN put Norm Eisen on TV, who wrote a playbook for the Democrats based upon this thing called the Color Revolution. And again, it's astonishing to me that on a radio station with the proud heritage of KTTH, it's one of the premier conservative stations in the country. That I share these things with you, and I wish I didn't have to. The complicated part is they want us to think the system is broken. They being Norm Eisen, right? The people who want to destroy the country. Certainly China wants us to think that, or the CCP, the Chinese government, I should say. And it is. So it's very complicated. That's also why I start the morning by reminding myself that these are the times in which God has chosen us to live. We're not the first people to go through this. At least we have this. At least after we have the the military installation of Joe Biden's dementia into the White House, we can look forward to very hard-hitting analysis like this. All the times Joe Biden's love for ice cream has melted our hearts. By Allison Christ. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, drop a playlist for your inauguration party. Kelly McCleary on CNN. By the people, for the people. The United States of fashion. Madam Vice President. Kamala Harris and the new America. Joe Biden makes an unexpected style choice with fun dog print socks for a meeting. Robin Moretz. Hard-hitting journalism to bring the people the facts. But in fact, you may think you've seen everything, but that's just factually incorrect. Baby, if you think you're nothing yet, there's something you're never gonna forget, baby. You know, you just ain't seen nothing yet. So the party, which CNN is part of the party, and MSNBC is part of the party, and the New York Times is part of the party, and the Seattle Times is part of the party, and the AP is part of the party. The AP this weekend ran a piece, and they pushed this so hard on social media. Right-wing extremists have found a loophole. Podcasts. Shut down the podcasts is what they're really saying. So as they run these fluff pieces about President install Joe Biden, they have turned their guns, rhetorical guns for now, on Trump supporters.
If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support.
You talked about Al-Qaeda. What has he done in terms of incitement, right? That Osama bin Laden didn't do.
No external terrorist ever did this to us. We've never worried like this, even after 9/11.
Each of these people should be shamed, and they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden and to the Holiday Inn that they're staying at.
I wonder if you have thought through kind of how Republicans begin what someone on my team earlier today called debathification.
Look, I think the challenge is that the rot is from the grassroots all the way to the presidency. So the rot is at every layer.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
They can't even open their mouths about unity. Shut up about unity.
The way that we in the media speak about this is so important.
Twitter and Facebook aren't banning you because you're a conservative. They're banning you because you suck. They're banning you because you say evil.
I covered wars abroad. I've seen ugly things that this country now resembles, but I've never seen this country more in doubt about safety at home than right now. And the enemy is us.
Wow. Hard hitting, Chris Cuomo. All of us. They're turning on you. So what do? Build small communities, tight communities, meet in person. If you're a person of faith, tighten your relationship to your church, your synagogue, your temple. Stay connected in that way. Grow food, get out of debt, remove the leverage they might have on you. Lots more we'll talk about in the Todd Herman Show after we check traffic.